A Hawke's Bay man is addressing the housing shortage with his own hands, living on site while he builds houses for his whānau. Like elsewhere, the region is fighting the scourge of homelessness as it faces the relatively new problem of not having enough accommodation for locals. Our Hawke's Bay reporter Tom Kitchen has more.
In the hills behind the state highway, as you leave Hastings heading south, Zach Makawari is building his dream, 8 houses for his whānau. To get there, he's living on site and roughing it.
So I came from my house in Hastings in Flaxmere to where we lived in a beautiful home to now where we're living in a caravan with an awning and a few cabins and no running real hot water.
The final vision is a papakāinga. Māori houses on ancestral land, on the land of his tīpuna. The first build is 3 houses among the hills in Te Hauke, near Kahuranaki and Pukiho Marae. Construction started about 18 months ago, and Zach Makawari hopes to get the first people moving in by November, although it will still be crowded.
Going to have to start living with our younger people, and they're going to have to live with us as an older pakeke. You know, and it's a transformational stage is where we all have to get a bit humble.
Zach Makawari is the deputy chair of the local iwi authority, Te Tai Whenua o Tamatea, and its housing spokesperson. He's had support from Te Puni Kōkore, but wants more input from Kāinga Ora about how social housing can work for tangata whenua. And he says building houses for Māori communities is a big change from just phoning up a real estate agent.
Privately, you go and buy a home, might cost you $800,000, but solely it's going to be about how you see your world as an individual. This here is more about a collective approach.
Central Hawke's Bay Mayor Alex Walker is taking a look at new housing developments in her district's biggest town, Waipokoro. She says the government sold off social housing in years gone by, and that's caused problems.
We have had very little social housing provision in Central Hawke's Bay for a number of years after Housing New Zealand sold the majority of their properties here, which has meant that affordable rentals and social housing have been provided by private landlords.
And she says they haven't picked up the slack.
The environment for private landlords in the current financial environment and the rules they have to meet are really tight, and it's meant that we've had a lot of people exiting being landlords and also properties that are then being sold to first home buyers. So we've had significant pressure.
They also have people waiting for social housing. Records going back 5 years only showed a smattering of people waiting for a home up till 2018. But the most recent stats for Central Hawke's Bay now show 57 applicants. That number is slowly going down. It peaked at 69 last December. The mayor says Kāinga Ora is finally making some moves.
They have purchased a piece of undeveloped land on Porongahoe Road here in Waipokoro, which they are looking at doing a mixed development on. But they have also purchased some houses from a developer.
Kāinga Ora has confirmed it's bought 8 two-bedroom homes on the town's main street, and people should be able to move into these from next month. The work on Porongahoe Road will start early to mid-2022. The housing agency says its work in the region will be complemented by other new builds and purchases by iwi, hapu, community providers and private developers.